Hello, Dental Online Trainers, and welcome to the Dental Online Training Sharecast. I'm your host, Dr. Dennis Hartley. Each month, we'll talk with dental experts who are doing amazing work in the world of dentistry. Also, occasionally, I'm going to throw in a few of my solo bonding sharecasts, where I share a little with you about what I've learned along the way during my career. So tune in the first Tuesday of every month to hear the latest episodes. Hello, Dental Online Trainers. It's Dr. Dennis Hartley back with you with another of our Dental Online Training Sharecast solo casts. Solo casts are when I just give you a little riff on things that I'm thinking about these days as I continue through my journey through private practice. Today, I want to talk about our new journey in hiring and training staff. All right, I'm no expert, trust me. One of the biggest challenges that we've had during our COVID, post-COVID years is rebuilding our team. It's been a struggle for many of us in practice, and there are some of my colleagues that have been able to maintain their teams pretty much intact, and I am so envious, and I think that they have really done just a tremendous job of being able to continue their with their vision and really helping their team members work through some of the challenges that we've all faced coming out of these COVID years. I don't know about you, but I have seen a complete difference in the hiring pool since COVID. I don't know what it's like where you're practicing. I can tell you in the Chicago suburbs, it just seems to be a challenge. We have set up so many employees to come in for potential interviews, for working interviews, and time after time, we find that they're just not showing up. So we're working on our verbiage so that we can maybe make a stronger link with these potential team members. But I will tell you, this is what I've learned about when we have gotten some team members in and the ones that we are training currently. And this is a few thoughts that I have. Number one, I have found that I have to be way more patient with the new team members than in previous years. And that's not bad. In fact, it's probably good. I've really needed to sort of slow myself down when I'm working with the new employees. One of the things that we found is so many of the new applicants just don't have any experience at all in dentistry or very little experience. So I've been really dedicated to just, like I said, slowing it down, making sure that I am communicating as clearly as possible. And also not only slowing it down, but also have to be more gentle in my conversation. Traditionally a pretty direct person when I'm speaking with people, especially with my team members. And I find that I have to just be a little bit more delicate. And that's not certainly true of all new hires, but it seems to be pretty true with most of the people that we've been bringing on to our team recently. I have to slow it down, and I just have to be a little bit more gentle, and I definitely have to be more patient. I also have found that, and this is not a bad thing, I think this is just sort of maybe part of the new generation, is that we just need to be more vocally acknowledging their achievements. While we would try to do that in the past, I find like I have to just do it more and more just to make sure that we're building up their esteem, which is critical, which makes sense. And maybe I've just been lax in that in the past, and maybe that's been an error of mine, a mistake, and maybe I should have been doing this all along. Maybe if I'd been doing this all along, I wouldn't be in the stresses that we're in now where we're trying to rehire staff. And so maybe this is a lesson for me to learn after doing this for so many years that, you know what, we have to show more gratitude. We really have to spend the time to make sure that these team members understand how important they are to the ability for us to be able to practice our dentistry. One of the other things that I've learned too recently is I think that we have to really help the new team members understand they're part of a team. And I think that can be a challenge for a lot of people coming into a sort of a dental environment where they may just be more solo operators, where they may not be typically dependent on other team members to be able to perform their function. For instance, my new dental assistant that I was working with yesterday, she's recent, she's been with us for about 3 weeks. We needed a material that we had run out of in our operatory. And she wanted to get up and go get that material while we're in the middle of a procedure. But we had a runner and, an extra dental assistant who was sort of handling the things outside the operatory for the hygienist and for our other practicing dentist. And so I had to sort of slow things down and say, we have someone who can help us, so another team member that can make us more effective and more efficient as a team. I think this is really an important thing for all of us to understand, that we are part of a thing bigger than ourselves, But I think especially for these newer team members, this is something that can be more challenging them for them to understand that it's just not about what their daily success is. It's about the team success. And I think we have to continue to nurture that. I think we have to work with these new team members to help them understand it's not just about their skill set and what they can do, but how they can work with their other team and how working with the other team can make us all more successful. One of the other things I want to leave you with that I think has been absolutely critical for us as we've been training our new team members is to have clear vision. What's the vision of the practice? What's the vision of the person's, the new team member's purpose in the practice? What are we looking to do as a dental practice, and how do they fit into that? I think we have to be clear, and I think we have to restate that over and over. During our weekly team meetings, we go through things like our vision and our mission statement and our core values. And while for the veteran employees, the team members that have been there for a while, they've heard this over and over, it doesn't hurt to hear it again, to remind all of us, this is why we're here. This is why we're in our practice to serve our patients. And these are what our core values are. I would tell you, I think it's critical that you set the tone with your new team members so they understand the vision of your practice, what you're trying to achieve, how your practice is different than other practices, and how they can make a difference in the quality of care that we're able to provide for our patients, whether it be from a dental assistant or a hygienist or at the admin team at the front desk. Every role makes a difference in the quality of care that we're able to provide for our patients. So without question, helping our team members understand what our vision is, especially our new team members, what our core values are, and the mission of our practice is absolutely critical. One of the other things that I think has been really critical for us in onboarding our new team members is having a checklist of what we expect for the performance for these, for our new team members. These checklists are critical because we want to make sure that the new team member is achieving each step along the way, and it's clear for them what we're asking them to do. So for instance, our new team member, we're asking her to be able to take 35 millimeter photographs. That's part of our checklist. So this isn't a graded thing where we're saying, oh, you're getting, you know, an A or a C or an E. It is, where do we need to spend more time as a team to train the person to get better? Because ultimately, that's what we want. If we find someone who's really great for our team, we want them to be successful. And for them to be successful, it means that we have to spend the time figuring out what it is that they need more experience with, more training with, and then help them get those skills and be patient and be gentle. As we talked about, it just takes more time perhaps. And we have to be a little bit more patient and a little more understanding during this process as we bring on these new team members. So you use your checklist and figure out what it is that you need these new team members to learn and help them understand. As they learn these, they become more and more valuable in your team, and then they should have higher successes as the team has higher successes in treating our patients. Well, I wish all of you success in building your teams, and having done this for 35 years, it is something that continues every year in your dental practice. There's going to be tremendous team members that end up having to leave because of family situations. Maybe they have to, they're moving locations. Maybe there's just a change of direction for them. Maybe they've exhausted their time in the dental field and they're looking to move on. Regardless, we've had all had great team members that have had to move on, and we're always going to be rebuilding our teams or continuing to grow our teams. These are just my thoughts on the new climate of hiring and training, being more patient, slowing things down so that our new team can help us provide the best quality of dental care that we can for our patients. Well, I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. If you're a DOT member, I'd love to have more conversation about this during our coffee and donuts sessions or during our study club meetings. We will be talking more about hiring and training. We're going to be bringing in some speakers for us through Dental Online Training to help us through these very challenging times as we navigate these new waters of hiring and training post-COVID years. Well, that's it for me today. So for all of you out there, thank you for listening, and yours for better dentistry. I'm Dr. Dennis Hartlieb. If you enjoy this and you want to get more information from Dental Online Training, then check us out at dothandson.com. That's one word, DOTHandson.com. Now, as a reminder, DOT has so many other great opportunities for your learning. We have our Wine and Unwind monthly webinars where we engage real time with our viewers as we bring in leaders throughout the dental industry to bring you up-to-date information and answer your questions. We have our monthly coffee and donut study club sessions where our participants bring in cases and we treatment plan these cases together to help you with the dentistry that you provide for your patients. We have our live virtual workshops where our dental online trainers perform the same techniques from their kits in the comfort of their own home or office as I'm doing the same procedure under our video camera. We have our blogs and we have an endless selection of hands-on pre-recorded technique courses to help you improve the quality of the clinical dentistry that you provide for your patients. That's right, with our on-demand courses, you do these hands-on exercises when the time is right for you. So check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Dental Online Training. And hey, be sure to share this with your friends and colleagues who you think might benefit from this Sharecast and everything that we have to offer with Dental Online Training. And hey, how about one of those coveted 5-star ratings? We would love it and appreciate it if you could take the time and just give us one of those great 5-star ratings. This episode was created with special help from Claire O'Neill. It was edited by Ashley Dickinson Ellison and with original music by Chris Peterson. Again, thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Dennis Hartlieb, yours for better dentistry.